May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I wonder how many of you have seen a face like this. You ever seen a face like this? What does that face mean? Huh? It's a happy face. That must mean that I feel what? Happy, that's right. Or maybe somebody gives you a face that looks like this. That's a sad face. That person's feeling pretty sad, aren't they? Yesterday, I was with my granddaughter, and she gave a face that looked like this. This is her new face. A person who has that face, what do they feel like? Maybe they feel surprised. That's right. Maybe they feel surprised. Or what about this face? Let's see. Scared, okay? They feel afraid. Or maybe, what about this face? How many of you have seen this face? I'll bet some of you little ones have seen that face. Probably because you're what? Probably because you're in trouble. And maybe because mom or dad or maybe Miss Rosalyn is feeling a little what? Angry. Maybe a little angry. She might be sad too, but this is not sad so much as mad, right? Anger. Anger is a feeling and emotion right there alongside of feeling happy and feeling sad and feeling startled or afraid or surprised. Anger is natural to us. It is a real human emotion. And while it may lead to doing wrong, it isn't necessarily wrong. It isn't necessarily a sin. In fact, as we were reading our lessons today, first of all, the psalm had these words in it: be angry. Be angry. But, and you know when you see that word but, that usually means maybe we can be angry, but maybe there's a good reason for us to stop and think about it. There are times when anger is entirely appropriate. There are times when we should be angry. In fact, if you were listening to the gospel lesson that I was reading, you know that Jesus, who never sinned, by the way, Jesus, who never sinned, was angry. He was angry because he walked into the temple and he saw people abusing others. He saw people who were using the temple in a fashion that God never intended. He saw people who were abusing people, who were disrespecting people, who were disrespecting God, who were taking advantage of other people, and Jesus grew really quite upset. In fact, we heard that Jesus was so upset that he drove those money changers out of the temple. He overturned their tables and their chairs. He spilled all of their coins on the ground. Because again, a disservice was being done to the worshipers. Disrespect was being shown towards God. Jesus' anger was understandable, justified. Just as we might say that sometimes anger is called for. I mean, when we are making a fuss in a classroom, which sometimes happens, doesn't it not? When we are making a fuss, we're throwing a temper tantrum. Our anger maybe draws the anger of our teacher. Our behavior draws maybe the anger of some adults. Is that not justified? Probably, right? Somebody's got to get control of the class. Somebody has to take control of that situation. Maybe somebody is getting hurt. Maybe there is somebody that is bullying and picking on somebody. Is that not a time that maybe we need to get angry? Because anger actually draws us to do something about that wrong that is being done. Anger in itself might be entirely appropriate or not. Because as the psalm continues, we are to be angry, but the word actually there is, can be either and or but. We read and, but it can be translated but. Be angry, but do not sin. Because the truth of the matter is that oftentimes when we do get angry, even when anger is maybe called for, that anger can give rise to sin itself. Be angry when it is justified, but do not sin. Because anger can oftentimes be expressed in inappropriate ways. Anger can sometimes lead us to do things that are actually hurtful and harmful as well. Anger can sometimes get so caught up that innocent poor bystanders get caught up in our anger, and it is expressed in ways that it just should not be. Words are said that are inappropriate. Actions are done that are beyond the pale. The psalmist's caution is really well founded. There may be times for anger, but there also may be times when there's not. And Jesus demonstrates that too. Not so long after Jesus overturned all of those money changers' tables and kind of drove them out of the temple and set them straight, not so long after that, Jesus would be arrested and beaten, spat upon. Jesus would be mocked. A crown of thorns would be placed on his head. If all of that were done, you would think that he would be entitled to be angry again, don't you think? Wouldn't you be angry? And yet, Jesus didn't grow angry here. You might think that Jesus was entitled to a little bit of indignation and anger, but Jesus didn't display it then. Jesus didn't get angry. He didn't rush to get even. Instead, Jesus went willingly to the cross, because here's the thing. Jesus was arrested and spat upon and mocked and ridiculed and put on the cross, because he was heading there just as God planned. He was heading there just as God planned to take care of all the times when you and I do get angry and we're not really all that justified. To take care of all the times when we say the wrong and inappropriate things, when we have the mean and inappropriate reactions to things that are happening in our life. Jesus went there willingly to the cross to save you and me from the times when we got angry and we shouldn't have, from our angry outbursts, from our sins. He willingly entrusted himself and did not get angry, because he was going there in fulfillment of God's plan to take care of our sin. So allow me to suggest that we do the same. So much of our anger today is born not out of a justified reason, but so much of our anger today is born out of our frustration. So much of our anger is born out of the fact that we didn't get our way. A lot of our anger is born out of the fact that we're upset about not getting what we want. A lot of our anger is born out of the fact that we feel entitled to get something and we don't get it. Or maybe some of our anger is born out of the fact that we're afraid. Maybe we're afraid that we're about to be overlooked. Maybe we're afraid that somehow or another we're going to miss out. Maybe we are afraid that somehow or another we're going to be lacking. So we get angry. We get upset. Let me suggest instead that we respond not so much in anger, but as the psalmist also says. In fact, we could have three more words up here today. Three more words of truth. Not just be angry, but we also might have these words. Trust in the Lord. Trust the Lord. Because the psalmist encourages us to offer right sacrifices and put our trust in the Lord. Rather than getting upset, Let's trust in our Heavenly Father's care. Rather than getting angry, let's count on Jesus' forgiveness and love. Rather than getting irate, let us look to the Spirit and His power that helps us to respond in kindness and in helpfulness for ourselves and for one another. Trust the Lord. Be angry, but let us pray. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for forgiving our anger with your suffering and death, which showed no anger towards those who mocked and crucified you. As your face shines on us, bless our faces and all of our being, that we might show faces of praise and of joy and of love towards you and towards each other. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We gather our gifts for our Savior.